Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Whoa, guys, you're listening to Refinery29's Social Media Supernovas. Woo! Yep, I can't believe it, but we won their Beauty Innovator Award, Social Media Supernova. Their words, not ours.
For 2016.
It's kind of unbelievable. We're very excited.
Welcome to Fat Mascara. Yeah,
we're psyched. So thank you, guys. Also, we have a really exciting episode today.
We do. We're going to talk about combination hair. It's like combination skin, but not.
You then, might have it.
Then you probably didn't think we were going to be able to talk about the election and make it have something to do with beauty, but we will. And finally, what to do if you get beard burn?
Sounds painful.
Yeah.
And I'm so obsessed with our guest. He is the Dark Knight of the beauty world. Greg Marazzo, Senior Vice President, Deputy Counsel for the Estee Lauder Companies. Get to know him. Sometimes, like, Jen and I will both be at the same event, which is kind of cool since we don't, like, live in the same building anymore. Mm-hmm. So I ran into Jen at the event the other day, and it was a L'Oreal Paris event. So one of my favorite things to do is, like, you know, like, look at Jen to see if, like, she's laughing at the same things I am, like, I thought it was amazing that the guy who was presenting the color segment, the hair color segment, looked exactly like Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
He really did.
It was like, amazing.
He even mentioned the 90s at one point. He was talking about, yeah, like he had the shaved head. It was turquoise. There was some glitter on his
hair. Glitter eyebrows. He talked about hair colors and experience. I was like riding that wave hard. He was awesome. Anyway, we'll talk about him later, I'm sure, during the year. But anyway, but also, like, when certain buzzwords or, like, interesting topics come up.
Products we're both really excited
about.
Yeah,
like, if I take out my notebook and start writing, I want to know, like, is Jen, it's almost like school, like, what's she writing down? Like, I want to, like, look over at her shoulder. So I saw we were both writing furiously when this one buzzword came up.
Combination hair.
Got it.
Such a good name for Just what is it? I need it. I don't even know.
And how has nobody ever said this before?
Yeah, it's genius. So you know combination skin, when you're dry in some spots, oily in other spots.
Usually the T-zone.
Exactly. So the presenter's up there and they're like, we have the products for combination hair, which, according to L'Oreal, is oily in the roots, dry on the ends.
That's me, I think.
Tell me who that isn't. And I don't know. I wish I had come up with that, like, term.
Do you think, though, like, that if you look in the shelves right now, like whether at the grocery store or like, you know, Sephora, isn't it just normal hair?
Right. So this is sort of why I got the giggles, and I'm not sure if it's why you got the giggles. Like, beauty marketers love to come up with like a new problem for you that only they have the solution for. So like, is this a problem? I don't know. You might just have normal hair that got a little dirty, but the oil didn't travel down to the ends yet. You know what I mean?
Just by sheer like physics, if I got that right. That was not my strong suit in high school.
I feel like it'd be physics because it's like gravity's got to move down.
Yeah, like gravity, like your roots are going to be oilier. Like, you're not a defective person if you have oily roots, dry ends. Like, that's the nature of hair.
Right. So I got a giggle about, okay, we just invented a new problem and we're going to solve it. However, I will say the products they have coming out, whatever you want to call it, I haven't seen that before. Basically,
it was pretty cool.
Yeah, they have a dry shampoo that is going to sop up oil at the roots, but not dry the end. So it still moisturizes and smooths the end because it has a mix of different mineral clays, some that are hydrating, some that are oil sopping.
And I have to say the name of this line is pretty amazing.
What was the name? I forget.
Extraordinary Clay.
Oh, they are extraordinary. What are
line,
these magical clays?
It's called Extraordinary Clay. Now, until that comes out, because it's not coming out until 2017, am I being a cynic by being like, okay, just use your dry shampoo and just like don't spray it on your ends?
No, because you're being a little bit of a cynic because I do that and then my ends are dry. So I actually do have a workaround right now that
What's
I
that?
Do. Amika makes both a dry shampoo and a dry conditioner. So I have them both in my vanity at home, and I've put the dry shampoo on my roots and then the dry conditioner on my ends. Mm. But if this spray from L'Oreal does both in one somehow, consider me like combination hair.
That's awesome. And I also have to give props to L'Oreal, because you usually see like these kind of developments coming from that, like, you know, prestige brands, and then they trickle down to like L'Oreal. L'Oreal, good on you for like starting with, you know, this trend.
And it's $6.99. It comes out in January. So look for that. Have a giggle with us at the whole new problem that L'Oreal invented. But then if it's your problem, fix it.
I am reluctant to even talk about anything political right now. This is a safe space. We just want to talk about beauty. But. But.
When have we ever elected a president that has his own perfume line?
I mean, can we just talk about that for a second? If you log on to Perfumania,
you too
can smell like Empire.
Like President-elect Trump. What's Empire smell like?
Well, it smells like a blend of fresh juniper and iced red currant brushed with hints of coriander. I do like coriander.
Yeah.
I won't go on too much because this is a long description, but think ginger, bamboo leaves, vetiver, tonka bean, and it all creates a powerful presence throughout wear.
Mm.
If that feels like a bit too much, well, I mean, it's a men's scent.
Yeah.
For the ladies, Ivanka.
Oh, right. Ivanka has perfume, too.
Yes. And Ivanka, you know, I can't imagine she smells too bad. She seems like pretty put together, like with her appearance. So
totally. And if you weren't a voter for Trump, you can still go back and get your Nasty Woman perfume that came out before the election.
And I have to say, I don't care what this smells like. I think that this is a great purchase because for $24... this bourbony black fig patchouli blend. This is definitely not for
dark
the
dark and nasty.
Yeah, this is definitely not for the faint of heart.
Yeah.
This makes a statement. Proceeds will be split between Planned Parenthood and Emily's List.
Yeah, so no matter your politics, there's a perfume for you. But you know what I thought was interesting when I saw the Trump perfume? Like, we think that's insane, right? You're just like, why would a politician have a perfume?
Well, he wasn't always a politician. This was created before. I mean, I don't think this was, like, on his agenda.
True. But I was just like, that's just the most absurd thing I've ever heard. But then I looked into it, and you know there's, like, a long, weird history of politics and perfume?
Keep going.
For example, you know the brand Penhaligon's?
Oh, yeah, I love Penhaligon's.
So that was started by Queen Elizabeth's royal barber and perfumer. Apparently, there were royal barbers and perfumers back in the 1800s, and now you can buy it. Also, even today, there's still politics and perfume. For example, the Samjwadi Party in India, it's in this northern state in India. Mm-hmm. So they've been in power for 4 years. So what do you do to celebrate 4 years in power?
What do you do?
Obviously, you launch four new fragrances. So this state in India has its own fragrances.
That feels like very on trend now. You know how all the brands are like launching like seven at once?
Yeah, they did a mini fragrance wardrobe. So the people over at Uttar Pradesh state in India, they're on top of stuff. Also, Vladimir Putin has a fragrance. Did you know that?
That's like not shocking at all to me.
I don't think he came up with it. Someone did it to honor him. Okay. It's called Leaders Number One.
Oh, I've actually heard of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would like to smell that. I really would. I'm so curious. I just feel it smells like vodka doesn't actually have a smell, does it?
Yeah, that's a good call, but maybe it just smells
icy
like
and cold. Icy cold.
Sweat
smell.
And manliness.
Yeah.
but there's plenty of other examples in history of politics and perfume. Even the royal Saudis, they always have their own perfumer. The whole crown royal prince is over there.
That's true. Like, do you think they have their own little custom perfumes?
They do. The brand Amouage is the royal Saudi family's perfume.
I actually did not know that.
Excuse me, Oman.
I remember I went to Florence, you know, several years ago, and I took a tour of the Santa Maria Novella, I hate to call it a studio, I don't want to call it a shop, like a pharmacy.
Yeah.
And I learned about the history of the Medici family, the most powerful family in Florence.
Medici's.
It's like the one thing I remember.
It's like the only European history I remember.
Well, they treated Santa Maria Novella as like, you know, their personal, you know, pharmacist slash like, you know, beauty shop. So yeah, they created all the perfumes, all the beauty products for the family.
And that's a powerful family.
Yeah. And they married into royalty. So it's no joke.
So if you want to, like, if you want a little sense of power, if you're feeling powerless in these times,
throw your weight around.
Yeah.
Get a custom scent
or smell like success and Trump's, or smell like a nasty woman. Help, not just anybody. Jess, I'm having a problem at home.
What's the problem?
So, boyfriend has decided to join the Movember movement.
Okay.
If you're not familiar, every November, the Movember Foundation encourages dudes to grow out a mustache. Mustache November. I don't know where they came up with that. For charity. So the Movember Foundation is for prostate cancer and other men's illnesses. They raise funds for research. Anyway, you get people to sponsor you and you grow out your mustache and then you give the money to charity.
How much do people like sponsor? They just give you like a few bucks to grow out your mustache?
Yeah, I guess. And also then you're walking around like a billboard like, hey, why are you growing a mustache, man?
Right.
Oh, for prostate cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine this is what was going through Todd's head when he decided. So let me just tell you, I am not down with Movember. Like, he's not just growing a mustache. He's growing, like, a full-on, like, Bushman's, like, spiky beard. It's like Sonic the Hedgehog is sprouting from his face, like, for the last 3 weeks. And my problem is it's not yet long and soft like a lovely Amish beard or something. It is, like, spiky and it is tearing up my face. And I can't even get in close to, like, I'm like, you're not getting hugs or kisses for a month. I can't deal. Have you ever gotten beard burn?
Yes.
Do tell.
My boyfriend has gone through like different phases of facial hair. He was going through a very big kind of like Jim Morrison, Brian Wilson look for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's clean shaven. But when he goes like in between.
It's the in between.
It's like, oof.
They're just coming out at you like little spikes of like of sharp, blunt. Itchiness, especially when your skin's already getting dry because
yes,
it's November and it's getting dry out. So my question for you, you need to help me with my skin problem.
Well,
what do I do about my redness? It looks like I have a little windburn, and also I just don't even want to kiss him.
Well, when you said those spiky, like little like knives or whatever kind of illustration you painted, you're straight up right, because it's actually those sharp hair stubs that are like digging into your delicate skin. And we all know like women's skin is like more delicate than guy's skin. So if getting your man to shave isn't an option, and P.S. I'm getting all this great information from my girl, Ranella Hirsch, who's like an amazing Cambridge Durham. Shout out, Ranella.
What up, Ranella? Oh, I was in Cambridge this weekend. could have said
Did you see Ranella?
No, I should have. She could have fixed my face.
Yeah, exactly.
So what'd she say?
She says, shaving is the cure. You can use a protective balm on your face like a skier does. Like, you're actually going to have to wake up and, like, balm up to see your man.
Give him, like, a peck good morning or something.
And before bed, you're going to have to balm up.
Isn't he going to get luby all over his face then?
Tough noogies. He's the one who decided to, like, grow a mustache or whatever.
Okay, do you have a balm of choice?
Once you get the burn.
Okay.
That's proactive. Your treatment help is once you get the burn, a dab of hydrocortisone will help. And that's like, you know, you don't need anything frilly, just like the hydrocortisone that you get at CVS.
Okay, I'm in that phase right now. I actually like the Aveeno one. Aveeno has
the hydrocortisone.
I should probably be putting that on.
Aveeno, CVS, whatever. You know, if you like Aveeno, that's
1%,
great.
1%, right?
1%. You don't need to go super hardcore unless something is going on that I don't know about. But as for the bombs,
yeah.
La Roche-Posay, it's called Cicaplast Balm.
Cicaplast. B5. It actually...
It's so good.
It used to only be in pharmacies in France. It just recently came to the States.
Damn, it is good.
I think it might even have 1% cortisone in it.
You think so?
There's some sort of healing stuff
It says it's panthenol, shea butter, glycerin.
Oh, okay.
It's really good, and I actually use it, like, I've had, you know... For anyone who's been listening, like a nasty sinus infection for a while. So my face has been all chapped and gross.
Yeah.
When I put it on my face, it's like, it's a miracle. Like, I feel like I have new skin. So it's like just a miracle for chapped skin.
So even if you don't have a partner with a spiky beard growing out, and maybe you're just blowing your nose a lot because it's freaking November.
Yeah, this is like your ultimate winter balm.
Yeah, thanks, Ranella.
You're welcome. Okay, so we have a very special type of guest today. We really have, like, the Batman of the beauty world. He is an unsung hero. He works in the dark, in the shadows, or in the GM building, if I'm correct.
Yes.
He is Greg Marazzo, the SVP, Deputy General Counsel of Estee Lauder Companies, and he is fighting crimes in the beauty world. Welcome to Fat Mascara, Greg.
Thank you, Jessica, very, very much.
I've
never been called Batman before. It's pretty cool.
Great.
Thank you so much for coming here. We're talking mainly today about counterfeiting in the cosmetics industry, something that I wasn't even aware existed until a couple of years ago. When I think of counterfeit luxury beauty products, I usually think of, when I think of counterfeit luxury products, I think of, you know, fake Chanel bags on Canal Street, you know, people on eBay like hawking like, you know, Gucci sunglasses.
Gucci sunglasses. Yeah.
But it seems to be a really, you know, increasing problem in the beauty world, wouldn't you say?
Yes, it really is. Well, first off, it's an increasing problem around the world in every category. So I was doing a little research today and the European Union, for instance, says it's a $500 billion problem. And in the beauty industry, we have seen a significant spike. I would say about 50% increase over the last 5 or 8 years.
Wow.
Before we get into those details, though, that's not the only reason you were hired at Estee Lauder, right? You're, as legal counsel, you do more than just worry about counterfeit products, right?
Yeah.
Like, what are some of the day-to-day things you do? Just to, like, so people understand what a lawyer on staff
does.
So
what we do is my group is responsible for what they call intellectual property. So we do all the patents of the technology. We make sure that all of our technology is protected.
Oh, that's
we
cool.
We do all the licensing. So if we're manufacturing Tory Burch fragrance. We do all the drafting and negotiating of the licenses from Tory Burch to us. We protect and clear all the brand names of the company. So all the product names that you see on the Estee Lauder products come through our offices so that we make sure that they're clear, that we don't infringe anyone, and if anyone's infringing us, we make sure that we enforce our rights.
So you're protecting creatives.
Exactly.
And scientists.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Copyright, copyrights as well. So both text and words, designs, bottle designs, for instance,
thing. What's like the weirdest thing that you've had like a trademark request from your scientists or creatives, like where you're just like, oh, you guys, we can't trademark that.
Oh, we get that all the time. They'll say to us, can you protect something like smooth skin or something that's so totally generic that we would never be able to protect it.
But if you could, wouldn't that be amazing?
It would be amazing, and they would be very, very happy,
and you'd
let
be
me
in
tell
court
you.
All the time.
Exactly.
For every company
trying
keeps
to enforce.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's a big job. So it's not just you, there's a whole team, I'm assuming.
Yeah, we have a team of 20 in my group.
Okay, cool. Okay, now back to our formally scheduled programming.
Okay, counterfeiting. So no, it is a big thing. Like even today, I was just looking online. I wasn't even looking for it. And certainly you don't have to comment on this. But like apparently like Kylie Jenner, there's been lots of reports of her makeup is being knocked off. And there have been reports of like glue. And this is not the technical term, but online it said glue and like quote unquote gasoline in her found in her products. So she's actually taken to the internet to say, guys, people are knocking off or literally counterfeiting her products. So this is a widespread problem, not just within Estee Lauder companies. It's across the board.
You know, it's interesting. I saw that article myself today, and that really is kind of indicative of the approach that manufacturers, I believe, are starting to take. And I think we were really at the forefront of letting consumers know that there is an issue out there and to letting them know that we're addressing that issue. People don't, it's not as if it was 25 years ago where people didn't want to let others know or consumers know that there was an issue, but with the internet and the sophistication of consumers, they know what's out there.
Right. It's
better to tell them that you're addressing it because mm-hmm. you build that bond and they feel like you're doing the right thing by them. Because it's all about health and safety, right? I mean, women put this stuff on their face, on their lips, mm-hmm. and it can be very dangerous. The ingredients that you mentioned that Kylie Jenner said, that you see that all the time. Heavy metals, lots of lead. Even in fragrances, I hate to say it, but urine is used oftentimes in fragrances. It's pretty disgusting.
Do you know why that is?
Because it's cheap and free. You know, people make an assumption that because you can find it for less money, and you know, as we were saying before about the color, it's all about the color. Well,
oh, you were talking about another brand has a major color payoff.
Exactly. Yeah. So the color, it may look the same, but A, it may not be healthy for you. It may give you a rash. But B, it won't last as long, or it'll last too long. It doesn't smell right. It doesn't feel right. We've had cases where we've had consumers come to us and say, "Gee, I bought this MAC lipstick, for instance, mm-hmm. or eyeshadow, and it just doesn't feel right, or it doesn't smell right. What's the story, Mac?" We did investigation. It turned out that it was, in fact, counterfeit, and we were able then to stop it.
Wow. And when you say counterfeit, just so people know, this doesn't mean like Estee Lauder made an awesome double-ended mascara, and then some other brand did a double-ended mascara, and it's like, oh, they copied our product, right?
No, it's not that at
all. That's what they call dupes online.
That's a dupe. Yeah. So that's not illegal.
No, it is not.
That's like flattery in a way.
Exactly. Look, we all know that the products that are successful, other competitors are going to try to make a similar thing.
Right.
Counterfeit is nothing more than a fake replica that's trying to be sold with the intention of deceiving the public into buying it as the genuine product.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know
know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Right. Mm-hmm. And where do those things exist? Like, where do most people find these counterfeit products? Because I can imagine someone might be listening to this and is like rummaging through their Mac stash right now being like, is this real? Is this real? Like, where, how do you put yourself at risk for buying a counterfeit product?
Well, first of all, I
think... Uh-oh, he's taking his jacket off. We're about to get real.
It's getting hot. It's gotten
that man's rolling up his sleeve.
The gloves
are
off.
Here we go. Well, look, it's there's a couple of places, or a lot of places, actually. Very much like what you have seen throughout the years, there's a lot of tabletops where people downtown, even here, I could remember many years ago when you would see Ray-Ban glasses. I worked for Ray-Ban for a while. You would see Ray-Ban glasses for $5. Well, you know that those are fake, right?
Like on the black tabletop, exactly. They swoop it up when the police come.
Or at a flea market. But what's really changed the dynamic completely is the internet, right? Because for $500, maybe even less, you can develop a pretty good-looking internet site. Some counterfeiters go so far as to pull the art from our site and use it there. So that's what's really the proliferation. So really, the only way to be sure you're getting the real deal is to come to us through our authorized retailers and our authorized websites.
Oh, yeah, and don't some of them, like, they'll even buy, like, URLs that are quite similar to, like, the brand name, like, Mac Cosmetics and or Mac
Got
Makeup. Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. How do you guys deal with that?
Well, there's a couple of ways to deal with that. We either try to take down the site, but what's really difficult about this issue is that it's very much like whack-a-mole, right? So you hit one over the head and two guys pop up and it just is very difficult.
So when someone comes to you and they're like, my eyes are itching because I used Bobbi Brown mascara, say, do most of the time when you guys hear about complaints and it somehow makes it back, it might end up being from a counterfeit product?
Absolutely. I'll give you a perfect example of this. We had a litigation in Australia where the way we came about it was chatter on Facebook. Women were saying, I bought this Mac Studio product and it just didn't feel right and it smelled wrong. And then they were talking to each other but also asking Mac. So what we did was we through our customer service group, we contact them, we ask them to send it to us, we find out where it was bought. Our corporate security folks, who have, I guess, almost 500 years of experience combined, they will go and they will buy the product. We then have it tested to make sure that it is, in fact, counterfeit, because we take it very seriously. We don't want to take action if we're not sure it's fake.
Was it in a retail store?
It was in a retail store.
Oh, so it wasn't even online.
No, this was happened to have been in a retail store. But that's the way we came about it, and we were able to, we took action against the retailer.
Did they know that the retailer realized they were selling fake stuff?
Very good question. We think they were. They say they were not. But at the end of the day,
we no longer do business with them, I'm sure.
This is public record. They settled for $1 million. They gave us paid us $1 million. Corrective advertising, pulled the product off their shelves, and we then made sure that we thanked all of our loyal customers, and that was how that case came about, and it was resolved.
But you don't. I always feel like if you're settling for that much money, like they might have had a clue.
I think that's a pretty good assumption.
What about those street fairs that we were talking about with the tables?
And do you think the street fair, I mean, obviously we can't ask every street fair seller, you know, do they know? But do you think that they know? Like, do you think the people who are selling this stuff know that things are fake? Is that the most naive question in the entire world?
The second most naive. No, I don't know. look, I can't really say, but I think there's a really good chance, a really good chance. Because if the way I look at it is, how much are they selling it for? If they're selling a $50 product for $350, you better believe it's fake or else they'd be losing money.
Now, let's like take it back to basics a little bit. Like, who is like actually creating
the drug dealers? Yeah, these chemists like Breaking Bad, like Walter White.
Like, what is actually happening? Like, where is this stuff being created?
Okay, most of the product is still being made in China. Okay,
Where are Estee Lauder Cosmetics, like not Estee Lauder brand, but as Estee Lauder Cosmetics, like the big company, where are most of your products produced?
We're not in China, I can tell you that. All the counterfeit, I don't mean that in a derogatory way, but we don't make them in China.
Yeah.
So most of the product is in China, and comes from China, and it can be anything from literally a mom and pop operation to a big organized crime syndicate where they have multiple factories. What's really interesting, though, is that with the increase in the sophistication of technology to make the products, what often happens, and two things. One is that all the technology gets smaller, which makes it more transportable, easier to avoid detection. The other thing that often happens is that you will see one factory will make the juice, as it were. One factory will make the packaging. One factory will make the cartons. One factory will put it together. So that if any one of those four get busted, so to speak, the other three are still up and running. And then the fourth one will come, and before you know it, they'll you know, re-engage.
So they've really thought this through.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things, and I will, I know, Jessica, you saw this when we were there last time, I believe.
Yes.
And I know this is radio, so you can't really see it.
Oh, we got a blog. We'll put it on the blog.
But if you see the pictures.
Exhibit A.
Exhibit, oh my God. This is where I love it.
This is real. This is one of our raids.
So this is pictures of somewhere in China. So who's doing these raids? That 500-year security force?
Yeah, we do that.
Can we come?
Sure. Oh, hold on, a raid? Like the SWAT team?
Well, first we're
going to
ask you if you really want to come. But
I do. No, I really do.
This looks pretty grungy, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it's dirty and filthy. And if you know, that's not a place you would even want to sit and have a cup of coffee. You certainly don't want them to make the stuff that you put on your skin these kinds of disgusting conditions.
No, this looks like the worst janitor's closet in the world.
Yeah.
This is bad.
I'm curious, is there ever
almost like a frat bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, God. With unnamed plastic bottles in different colors and you don't want to know what's in there.
Yes, totally.
I wonder, is there ever like red flags that are set off other than people saying they had a problem with the product? For example, one time I was like in H&M or something and I watched someone buy one of every product in a line.
Right.
And I kept thinking to myself, this woman is not going to wear all those things. And I kept thinking, she must be like, I don't know why. I just had this vision. Like, is she going to go knock them off or what? Do you ever have that happen where somebody is buying like one of every lipstick shade? And
yeah, we
it
do.
It just seems shady.
And to me, that's kind of the reselling, the stuff that you were talking about, that maybe the marketplace sites, that people do that. They'll buy big quantities and then sell it.
Yeah.
But the big distinction there is that the price that they pay and the price that they sell it for, is the spread is not that big.
Right.
So it's not a widespread business, so to speak. Excuse me.
Yeah. But I mean more like the chemist who works here and he's like, oh, we got to get the new MAC
collection
to copy every single color.
You know what?
They don't do that.
Jen,
good of a job.
I don't think they do that because they don't really care. Their job.
They're like, it's red, it's fine.
That's exactly right. What they do will say, how could I make the color look as close to the real thing as possible, and they'll mix stuff together. Mm-hmm. You know, we were talking about the fragrance in the cat urine, I mean, or urine generally, right? It's yellow, so it looks like fragrance, or, you know, whatever it is.
Wait, was it cat urine?
It was urine. I don't know what
it
came from.
Is it just also because maybe, they're peeing in the same place? I mean, this looks like a frat bathroom.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. I mean, it's pretty gross.
Yeah, we don't have a camera on what's actually going on there, but it just looks completely unsanitary. Like, I would never want an eye cream from this,
exactly.
You know, warehouse.
Right. One of our questions was, what are you guys doing to fight this as Estee Lauder's company? Obviously, you're going to the source, these places, and doing raids. You're taking down these websites as you can. Are you trying at all to, like, educate consumers so they're, like, on your side?
Yes, we have a pretty... One of the things that we started about 5 or 6 years ago was to try to get a more holistic approach, right? Because we had the security folks doing a lot of the seizures and raids. Just, by the way, to go back to close one thought... When we're in China, we work very closely with an organization called the Administration of Industry and Commerce. It's the Chinese enforcement arm. Mm-hmm. And what we'll do is we'll find this kind of stuff, we'll build a case, we'll go to them, and they are the ones who actually do the raid.
Hand them all the evidence. You'll
exactly.
be like, here's where it is.
That's exactly right, right?
And do you think that, like, is there, are they as tough on counterfeiting from your perspective as, you know, they need to be? Is it taken this seriously? Because it is a counterfeit culture there, isn't it?
Well, I think to some extent, yes. And I think that one of the things
or we... Or copycat culture,
I think is better. We try really hard to work with them. Our philosophy has always been that it'll be much more effective to try to team with people and get them to help you than to be antagonistic, right?
Mm-hmm. You're doing work for them. You're helping them
exactly.
in that way, too.
And it goes back to what you just asked, Jen, is that... So, we have this holistic approach, so we obviously do the raids, mm-hmm. right? We do the raids and the seizures. We do litigation, criminal and civil litigation. So, for instance, we had a litigation here where we were able to take down about 120 and 150 websites, mm-hmm. and we got a $90 million judgment, which we'll
wow.
never be able to collect, but we... At least we took those
yeah.
sites. So we do that. But the thing that, the other parts that we're really working on is we do a lot of education,
mm-hmm.
right? So we'll go to the customs guys and say, this is how you know if the product is counterfeit. We'll go to the law enforcement to help them, give them the tools to try to identify this stuff. We have a government relations strategy, which we try to work with the Chinese authority through the State Department, through the attachés that are in Beijing, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, and not last but not least, is public relations. We've really worked hard with our colleagues in global communications to try to let people know what's going on and let them know that we care. And then finally, if you go to the Mac website, you'll see a page that's devoted to counterfeiting. Perils of counterfeiting, yes, because we've taken the firm position that we believe education and information is a powerful tool, and we want our consumers to be safe.
Now, Estee Lauder has multiple companies. We keep coming back to MAC, and I'm curious. There's Bobbi Brown, there's DKNY fragrances, Tory Burch fragrances. Is MAC the most counterfeited, and what are some of the other products that you guys end up having trouble
with? Yeah, MAC by far is the most counterfeited.
Why do you think that is?
A couple of reasons. I think that one is that they're not stupid people. They know MAC is really popular and hot, right?
Yeah,
so,
right.
you know,
is the packaging easy to replicate?
And the packaging is easy. You know, one of the points of MAC is nice, clean packaging, right? Black, white lettering, which is great from a consumer's perspective, but from protecting it or from a counterfeiter's
yeah.
perspective, hey, this is easy pickings,
Instead
right?
Instead of the blue and mm-hmm. gold, like nuanced
Right, and you don't have
water.
Fancy things. It's just black
That's
packaging, and so it makes it easy.
What about, like, Tom Ford? It's such a coveted brand. Is that pretty safe from counterfeiting because it's so, like, rarefied?
No, I think that it's just not popular enough. I think, well...
It's
pristine.
Relatively speaking,
I mean...
We look, every one of our brands, to a probably a lesser extent, is counterfeited. We had the one that we were talking about in the case in Australia I was just mentioning mm-hmm. before. That was MAC and Bobbi Brown.
Hmm.
And Lauder has some, for sure. We've seen a little bit of Jo Malone. We've seen Le Labeau. I mean, we've seen other products,
mm-hmm.
but the scale is
right.
nowhere near the MAC. Challenge.
No, you guys are so at the Estee Lauder Companies is so at the forefront of, you know, not only enforcing anti-counterfeiting, you know, you guys are so at the forefront of enforcing anti-counterfeiting practices, but I have to be honest, when I've tried to broach the subject with other brands and your competitors, mum's the word. Why do you think this is? Of course, you can't speak for them,
yes,
but
I think I think it's kind of historical. I think that if you think back to the way business was done 15, 20 years ago, you never would want to tell your consumer that there was a problem, right? Mm-hmm. You want them to think everything is fine and everything is perfect. Mm-hmm. But what has happened with the advent of the internet and e-commerce, people want to know what's up. They don't want
They think you're hiding something.
Right, that's exactly right. And I would, and we had an internal discussion and we decided, you know what? We want to protect our consumers. We want to tell them what's out there and we want to give them solutions and how to avoid something happening. And it's really been well received by consumers. They understand that. And the other part of it too, it's gotten bigger, right? So it's almost impossible now to not know that products are counterfeited. So let's not hide our head in the sand. Let's be upfront, let's communicate, and let's give people the information they need to make informed decisions.
You know, I was just thinking, usually we end our interviews with the spill. I didn't even plan to do it with you, but now I'm curious. So
I don't know if he knows what the spill is.
The spill is when we make like makeup artists like show us what's in their bag of like products. I won't do that to you, but I know there's like Estee Lauder corporate company store and stuff. What are you and your family's like some of your favorite products from the Estee Lauder brands? Well, I'm throwing him off here. He's like, this is not a prep question.
No, I'm totally cool.
Okay.
I use the Lab Series, the hydrating gel, because I'm a guy. First of all, it took me a really long time for my wife to get me to use skincare. So it's really nice. There's a 4-in-1 product too, which is great. Put it on after I shave. I'm done.
Oh, nice.
She likes. She likes the La Mer, some of the La Mer skin products.
Good taste, that woman.
Yeah. We're big into Aveda. We like the Aveda products. The hair products are very, very good. And I know she likes Bobbi Brown makeup. That's her color. She uses the Bobbi Brown color stuff.
This has been so enlightening.
I know, so informative. This is really like, you're doing a great PSA here. So
thank you.
This is awesome.
This was really fun.
Thank you.
Thank you both for having me.
In my head, it's Raise a Wand to the tune of All Hail the Chief. Dun, 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 raise a wand.
That works.
Okay. What are you raising a wand to, Jess?
God, all right. So I'm still like high on life from the Unilever trip.
Okay.
Because they gave us a lot of like goodies and some like old favorites that I like, haven't tried in so long.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, I have a lot of different body lotions. I've really been like into like taking care of my body from the neck down the past year. I noticed that some things just don't like quite look how I wish they did. But rather than exercise, I'd rather like lotion up. Maybe that will change.
Like maybe the reflective sheen will just like blur the imperfection.
Yeah, like listen, like, you know, I know how to lose 5 pounds quickly.
Wait,
lotion up.
I fully support that though. Putting leg lotion on like just makes you look like.
I just feel like I'm taking care of myself,
yes.
You know. Listen, like it's all about hacks and shortcuts for me lately.
Okay.
So one of the things that they put in the bag was this Vaseline Intensive Care Cocoa Radiant with pure cocoa butter.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, I'll try any new body lotion because actually like a lot of body lotions suck. They're like too runny and all that stuff. This stuff is amazing. It is empty. I think I emptied it like the first or second night.
That lovely copper tube goes very well with your hair also. Just
it's actually like the tube ain't bad.
Tell us, why do we need it?
It absorbs, but it leaves your skin kind of like, not tacky because that's a terrible word, but kind of just like plump. Like you know that like something's on you and it feels like it's a little bit of like airbrushing. Like you know something's on, you just kind of feel secure. It's almost like a pair of like good yoga pants.
Oh, yoga pants and a body lotion.
Yeah, and I just like felt that. Like, you know, I had a nice sheen. I felt protected and it works so much better than I have lotions that are like $35 plus on my counter that I like to, I would prefer to use this.
Cocoa Radiance.
Vaseline.
Nice.
What's going on? Yeah.
I'm
going
to raise a wand to Sonia Kashuk's travel bags. Are you familiar with her beauty organizers?
I don't really think I am.
You should be. So everybody knows she makes makeup for Target only.
Yeah.
She does great brushes. But she makes these travel cases. Every season she comes out with like 3 new patterns.
Hmm.
But she always sticks to the same shapes. And the quote unquote always organized bag is my jam.
Oh, I had a train case once, but
yeah, okay,
but I've never
like
seen these little organizers.
It's a flat zipper case.
It's $18, lasts forever. I've had mine for 2 years. You open it up like a book, and there's a zipper case on one side, zipper case on the other, and in the middle there's like a little binder page with like slots for brushes. So I do all the like soaps and liquids and whatever on mm-hmm. one side, and all the makeup on the other, brushes in the middle, and like earrings and stuff go in the little brush slot too. I've taken this thing all over the world this year, cleans out easy, $18 at Target, and the patterns are like kind of cute.
What pattern do you have right now?
Right now I have a sneak preview of the spring pattern. It's like very pop art and cool. But for fall, she also did like some safari inspired and like a snake inspired. They look like a lot more ritzy than Target. So
I wonder if they have a special holiday pattern.
You know what? I'm going to look into it. Guess what you're getting for Christmas? / Hanukkah. / whatever you celebrate.
/
Sonia Kashuk always organized bag.
That sounds cool.
We mentioned a lot of products and people and places and brands and things in this episode. So I just want to put it out there. If you want to find out where any of those things are, go to fatmascara.com.
And you can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter and at fatmascara for both of those things. And you can also contact us directly by emailing us at info@fatmascara.com.
So profesh.
So profesh. Thanks for listening, guys.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.